Separatist-held sector, Crystal City. Anakin worked out the general direction of the generator from the graduating intensity of the field. The orange glow was brighter the closer he got to the infrasonic hum that was making his throat and inner ear itch. It was just a matter of using his senses.
"There it is," Ahsoka said.
She pointed ahead. Across an expanse of open ground, a temporary building, the snap assembly kind, common on construction sites across the galaxy, stood conspicuously new and unweathered. And as they edged closer, the energy field felt stronger.
"I do believe you're right," Anakin said. "I'd have thought they'd hide it, but maybe they're getting lazier. Hey, where are you going? Wait!"
Ahsoka broke into a loping run as if hunting down prey, head lowered. Then she stumbled, and Anakin could see why. All across the ground, small projections were just visible above the soil. Antenna.
Oh, stang!
She'd run into a droid minefield. That was all they needed. He'd hold the ugly record of getting his Padawan killed faster than any other Jedi, not even seeing out the first full day.
"Stand still," he called.
He couldn't even stop to worry now about who might see them.
"Don't move. Stay right where you are. I'm coming."
"Stand absolutely still, youngling."
But she lost her balance. She fell back and landed right on top of one of the antennae. Anakin braced for an explosion, but nothing happened. The next 2 seconds were long and silent and terrible. He held his breath, but his relief was short-lived because he realized why there had been no catastrophic detonation. The ground shivered. Nothing explosive, nothing dramatic for a few more seconds. Just a kind of slow eruption, like massive seeds germinating in a hurry and breaking through the soil. Orange shapes pushed up to the surface and shook off the dirt, dozens of them.
"Droids!" he called. "Ahsoka, they're sentry droids! You've set off an alarm! Forget them! Set the charges! Run!"
"Sorry, Master!"
She drew her lightsaber and sliced the head from one of the droids, then force-pushed another away from her like a shock ball. It hit the antennae of slumbering sentries, and more popped up from the ground.
"Oh, no!"
Anakin waded in with his lightsaber to tackle the droids while she sprinted for the generator and slapped hemispherical magnetic charges on the flat surfaces. She scaled the structure and laid charges on the roof. And he was surrounded, standing in an orange sea of droids. He had to buy her more time. She had to get as much ordnance on that generator as possible, every last charge, because, as the clones often said, the formula for calculating a detonation was P for plenty. To go for certain overkill, obliteration, rather than risk not taking out the target the first time. Kenobi, Rex, and the troops wouldn't get a second chance if Ahsoka didn't get it right the first time. The Force was with him. The droids were pretty dim. They responded to his provocation rather than identifying Ahsoka as the priority threat. More of them erupted from the ground, massing around him and driving him back toward a single crumbling wall on the perimeter, the last remnant of a bombed building. His focus was on Ahsoka. Would she make it? If she didn't, that was too bad, but he had to kill that generator one way or another.
"I can think that so easily. I can think that I might have to die."
The odd thing was that it was happening to another Anakin, not him, and he carried on regardless, drawing the droids away from his Padawan. He disconnected, trance-like.
Who's expendable? All of us? None?
He batted away an orange droid, kicked another off its legs, and cut it in half as it fell. He was pressed against the wall now. Anyone who thought Jedi never got themselves in tight corners, well, he was human, Force abilities or not.
"And I can die like any man,"